Tum Tum and Nutmeg, A Christmas Adventure, written by Emily Byrne and read by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1. Christmas was coming, and Nutmose Hall looked very splendid. Tum Tum and Nutmeg had put up a tree in the library with a big pile of presents underneath, and the drawing room and the ballroom and the banqueting room had all been adorned with tinsel. General and Mrs. Marchmouse were coming for lunch on Christmas Day, and Nutmeg had been baking and bottling and pickling since early October. When Tum Tum peeked in the larder, his tummy started to rumble. There was a glazed ham and a pork pie and a plum pudding, and there were mince pies and jellied fruits and sugared ants and a big white cake with chocolate reindeer on top. He could hardly wait for Christmas Day to come.
"Only two more nights to go," he said hungrily. "Yes, and we've still a lot to get through,"
Nutmeg fussed. They'd just finished supper, and Nutmeg was sitting at the kitchen table making a long list of things to do.
"Now, let's see," she said, nibbling the end of her pencil. "We've the Christmas crackers to stuff and the pears to poach, and the silver to shine, and we must polish the ballroom floor, and hang the mistletoe. Oh, and gracious me, if I'm not forgetting to glaze the marzipan fruits."
"I'm sure we'll manage," Tum Tum said. "Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and so we've still a whole day to get everything ready. And you've been baking for weeks. Just think what a feast it's going to be."
Tum Tum was very excited, but Nutmeg looked worried.
"I hope Arthur and Lucy have a nice Christmas too," she said. "When I looked under their tree this morning, there were no presents at all, and their larder was almost bare. Would you believe, I don't think Mr. Mildew's even made a plum pudding."
"Well, I'm sure Father Christmas will bring them something nice," Tum Tum said.
"I do hope so," Nutmeg replied. "But I bet their Christmas stockings are full of holes."
She looked anxiously at her watch.
"Let's go up to the attic, and I'll see if they need darning," she said. "It's nearly 10 o'clock. The children are sure to be asleep by now."
Tum Tum agreed, so he took his torch. Then they let themselves out of Nutmouse Hall and tiptoed through their front gates into the Mildew's kitchen. Tum Tum went first, cautiously twitching his nose. But there was nothing to fear. The lights were out and everything was very quiet. He turned and beckoned Nutmeg to follow.
"It's all right. There's no one here," he said.
They ran through to the hall, then clambered upstairs to the landing. They could hear footsteps in the study as Mr. Mildew paced about, trying to think of another silly thing to invent. They crept past his door and started heaving themselves up the steep flight of wooden steps to the attic. Puff! Pant! Wheeze! It was hard work for two little mice. Finally, they reached the top and crept out onto Arthur and Lucy's bedroom floor. They could hear the children snoring softly, but everything else was still. The curtains had been left open, and the floor was pale with moonlight.
"Look, there are the stockings,"
Nutmeg said, pointing across the toy train track. The children had dug them out of the toy chest ready to hang up on Christmas Eve, and now they were lying in a bundle on the floor. The mice ran over to them and stretched them out flat on the carpet. They were very smart stockings. Each was made of red felt with a white rim and a Christmas tree embroidered on the front.
"This one's got a hole in the toe, just as I suspected," Nutmeg tutted.